America has found some fair winds and following seas, and we're on our way home.
It's December the 19th, 1972, and the last manned mission to the moon is almost over.
Descending, stand by for splash down. Splash. Mark.
Recovery, America, stable water, and the crew is gone.
Great deal of cheering going on here in the control center as the splashdown was watched in real time from the recovery helicopter.
On board the command module of Apollo 17, which splashed into the Pacific Ocean 40 years ago, were three men: Ron Evans, Commander Eugene or Gene Cernan, and geologist Harrison Schmidt.
I don't think we were able to really relax until we had gotten into the Pacific Ocean, been picked up by the Navy SEALs. Actually, they were called frogmen in those days, and in the helicopter and onto the carrier and had been greeted there. You don't really relax until you get into your cabin and actually drop your first glass of water, because you forgot that you're not weightless anymore.
Okay, stand by for pitch over. Oh, are we coming in? Oh, baby.
There it is.
Proceeded.
And there it is, Houston. There's Camelot. Wide on target.
I see it.
We got them all.
42 degrees, 37 degrees, to 5,500. 38 degrees.
Bellinger, you're go for landing.
I'm on the foot pad. And Houston, I step off at the surface at Torres Litoral. We'd like to dedicate the first steps of Apollo 17 to all those who made it possible. Look, I'm out here. Oh, my golly. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, but is it bright in the sun? Hey, Jack, don't lock it.
I'm not going to lock it.
We gotta go back there. You lose the key and we're in trouble. Okay? Just walk around for 1 second. Hey, man, put your visor down. And I'll be over there and you can fix my tool harness. I don't like that thing loose. Yes, sir. You're pretty agile there, Twinkletoes. You bet your life I am.
The valley where we landed was only about 7 kilometers wide. The valley of Torres Litoral is a valley deeper than the Grand Canyon. The mountains on either side rise to elevations of 2,100 meters, 2,000 meters, really quite remarkable in their appearance. The sun is illuminating those mountains and the walls of the valley quite brilliantly. And the unusual aspects of being in that valley was that you could see the earth over the southwestern mountains, and the sky was black. It was black because there's no atmosphere on the moon. But that still, even though we knew it would be black, is something that's a little hard to get used to have a brilliant sun and a black sky.
Hey! Wait a minute. What? There is orange soil. Well, don't move it till I see it. It's all over. Orange! Don't move it till I see it. I've stirred it up with my feet. Hey, it is! I can see it from here. It's orange. Man, I put my visor up. It's still orange. Sure it is. Crazy.
And also around one of the craters, we thought might have been a volcanic crater, although it looked very much like an impact crater. We did, in fact, find volcanic glass, material that had been erupted about 3.5 billion years ago, and that really has become one of the most important samples ever returned from the moon. Although we had anticipated maybe seeing something colorful around that crater, when we found it, it turned out not to be exactly what we thought it might be, but still extremely important and remains important today. It is a material that just in the last couple of years, advanced analytical techniques have discovered contains water, lunar water, not water from anywhere else.
I was strolling on the moon one day in a
The physical feeling of being on the moon was very much like walking around on a giant trampoline. You're only 1/6 your weight because the 1/6 Earth's gravity that the moon has. The muscles that you have are just as strong as when you left the Earth. So it is very much like a large trampoline that you are walking around on. I found that running across the surface of the moon was best accomplished for me by using a cross-country skiing technique that allowed me to push off the surface, glide just above the surface on a long stride, and then do another toe push as I came back down on that lunar surface.
And as we leave the moon and Taurus Littoral, we leave as we came, and God willing, as we shall return, with peace and in hope for all mankind. Godspeed to crew of Apollo 17.